T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
NSS.
What story in the news matters to me the most? Probably any kind of political story, just because I feel the country's just so separated right now.
It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. 6:47 on a Wednesday. Three big things. Members of Congress now taking an interest in Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Russian during the presidential campaign.
Two.
Kansas concealed carry applications drop as state loosens gun restrictions.
One.
Five dead in big traffic crash near Bonnie's Runner Springs in northeast Kansas. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning here in the Wichita area, well, traffic really starting to slow down right now at the North Junction, especially southbound on I-135, and that's north of that North Junction, and up around 37th Street North, just past where it goes over to K-96. Traffic getting pretty slow in that area. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and hot today with a high of 101 degrees, mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 75. Thursday, sunny and hot, with a high tomorrow of 98 degrees. And oh, by the way, yesterday's high in Wichita, 102. Currently a fair sky, 77 degrees, south wind at 13 miles per hour. Are you ready for golf, boating, and all the other outdoor activities that come with this time of year? Don't forget your hat. For ultimate sun protection, go see the best selection in town and the best service at Hatman Jack's at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. Members of Congress are now interested in a meeting involving Donald Trump Jr.
Focus on the White House. Growing numbers in Congress are calling for Donald Trump Jr. to publicly testify about last summer's meeting with a Kremlin-connected lawyer who was offering damaging information about Hillary Clinton. The question from top House Intelligence Committee Democrat Adam Schiff, why didn't he tell?
Neither the president's son nor the campaign reported this information to the FBI.
At the White House,
asked about the president's reaction to those emails Donald Trump Jr. released regarding his meeting with a Russian attorney last summer, Sarah Sanders just read a statement.
My son is a high-quality person, and I applaud his transparency.
But no offer of transparency from the White House. Press office referring all questions about Russia and Donald Trump Jr. to his attorneys. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
For a third straight day, the president has no public events on his schedule. He has had no public events since returning from Germany Saturday night. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Another day of listless trading on Wall Street Tuesday ended with the major stock indexes closing out with only marginal shifts from the day before. Gains in energy and technology companies were canceled out by losses among banks, phone companies, and other sectors. Standard & Poor's 500 index fell just under 2 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained a fraction of a point. The NASDAQ Composite rose 16 points. Microsoft announcing a project to bring broadband internet access to rural parts of the United States. The company is calling for a combination of private and public investments to get about 2 million rural Americans online in the next 5 years. Facebook has shut down pages set up by several businesses licensed to legally sell marijuana in Alaska, severing what some shop owners consider a critical link to their customers. And children's clothing seller Gymboree is closing 350 stores.
Whoa.
As it works to restructure in bankruptcy. Ted Woodward, how about that concert Friday night? Did you give away a few pairs of tickets there?
Yeah, to go see Neil Diamond
at
Intrust Bank Arena coming up on Friday night. We had Shannon from Cheney, Stan from Wichita, and Sherry from Clearwater were our winners. Sherry is a huge listener and a big fan of our show.
Thank you, Sherry.
She was super excited to win those tickets.
We appreciate you being a listener there. There you go.
I've got two more pairs to give away sometime tomorrow.
All right. Steve and Ted now.
Make sure you're listening.
6:51. Budget strategies don't always work, says Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve. You know, some people are better with budgets than others. And when budgeting as a family, each member with their own needs and desires is another roadblock to have success with the budget. Now, a common start for many budget attempts is to create a spreadsheet that will reveal how much one needs to spend for necessities like rent and food and transportation. Then we'll look at the income and come up with an amount that is available after those basic needs are covered. Now, the premise is to spend only on necessities and put the leftover towards the budgeted goal. While it seems infallible, this strategy often fails. I attribute failure to behavioral economics. It's a concept called ego depletion, which simply means everyone has a limited bank of willpower. Spending willpower currency is one thing. It depletes willpower to discipline oneself in another. For example, spending willpower currency not drinking wine on weeknights could deplete the stored willpower to stay away from chocolate desserts. Well, a spreadsheet budget generally works within an organization's budget, but not frequently for an individual human being, let alone family of humans. Limiting your budgeting to just a few items makes it much easier. For example, if your spreadsheet shows that eating out depletes your discretionary income, let's focus on cooking at home or mooching off others at dinner times like some people I know do. Well, one of the primary tenets of a budget often involves what I call the Starbucks factors. We're told to carry a notebook and record every cent that we spend for a two-week period. This reveals all the small things that we buy, like Starbucks, and it brings, it adds up to big amounts. Cutting out the small things supposedly then translates to big savings. It's good to become aware of spontaneous small spending, as we all naturally correct to a degree. However, it's the big item spending that needs to be curbed for an effective budget. Identify major spending, like long weekend vacations, and cut them out. It's easier because it's just a few big items, and it's encouraging because you'll see much less depletion immediately, and that ego depletion thing is only then covering one or two big things as opposed to a lot of little things spending that currency. Well, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Well, my wife, St. Shelley, tried to squeeze in a line on our budget this year for diamonds, and I said, no, we're not going to do that.
I don't know. I think she deserves it after all these years.
Okay, fine. Today is, this month is Cell Phone Courtesy Month. And, Don, I hope that you practice good cell phone etiquette. And I guess that would be, if you're out in public and you're with your wife or your date, you probably shouldn't both of you be sitting there on your cell phones. Although I've seen that in
All the time.
Oh, that bugs. But, you know, I tell you, one thing is, like, if I'm in line at the store and my wife calls or something like that and says, hey, you forgot the milk or something, I will apologize. I'll say, no, I'm not that guy. Really, I'm not that guy. just because I don't want to be that guy. And I will not walk into a place on my cell phone. I'll sit in my car or find a corner in a store or something.
Well, good for you.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, we love these things, and they're great for communicating and all of the other uses, but there are times when we should probably just get off the phone and just never stop listening to Steve and Ted on the radio. That's why we're here.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Thank you, Don. 6:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 7 o'clock, a complete look at today's news, the Steve and Ted KNSS Morning News, including a story about dozens of wildfires still burning across the western U.S. and a big, big, ugly accident near Bonner Springs in northeast Kansas. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.